League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Some good discussion this morning. We haven't talked about the Astros in a while. Isak Paredes on Saturday pulled up lame and on the IL now. That looked bad. That looked bad, him running down. Couldn't even get down to first. He hit a ball off the wall. And he could barely get to first base. That looked bad. Just another one. Anyway, it's just Pena still. Although, some good news. We talked about it a little bit earlier. But Eric Geddy threw 43 pitches, 29 strikes, and looked good. So that is a huge, huge development. Especially when the pitching has really faltered this month. Starting pitchers going into yesterday with a 5.42 ERA, and it got worse yesterday. So, in the month of July. So, that is, getting the Eric Geddy news is pretty damn good. I don't know, under, over, August 10th for Eric Geddy.
Over.
You think past August 10th?
Yeah. We'd be hearing a lot more about Eric Geddy if it's going to be under August 10th. Matter of fact, wasn't it just last week we were getting news it wasn't favorable?
How do you throw 43 pitches, though, and you're not
moving along? Did he throw the good pitches?
Well, I don't know if there were the good pitches.
Well, he did have four strikeouts.
So he was throwing some good pitches then.
Yeah, and he was double A, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like he was in the Florida Citrus League.
Which is what FCL, it's not Citrus, is it? It's FCL. Is it Citrus?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Complex.
Yeah, Florida Complex League. Not Correctional
I
League.
I call it the Citrus League.
No, it's not the Citrus League, but yeah, he was with Corpus Christi and...
Do you ever drink orange juice from Florida?
I hope under. I'm guessing that he gets a minimum of four rehab starts.
I mean, oh, well, August 10th is maybe quick. That's only 3 weeks away.
Yeah. I'm guessing maybe four rehab starts.
Maybe the 15th or the 20th.
Well, if you keep them.
I guess we're
actually, that number's not
here,
that bad, John.
Because that's almost
starts,
August.
Three more starts could be 20 days. Actually, that number's not that bad, I don't think.
Yeah, well, right. But we're splitting hairs here because once we get into August 15th, 20th, you're almost September. So, and that's what they said, right? But right somewhere around September. So I guess that's splitting hairs. We got callers. We got Red Raider Kevin here. Hey, Red Raider Kevin.
Yeah. Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good,
Kevin. Good. Man, so... I think Wood had somewhat of a point. You know, I totally disagree with him at the end of his call because nobody on this particular offensive staff has had the opportunity to work with CJ in season. But what are they really going to think of CJ long term? And I know we take for granted that CJ is going to be a Texan and he's going to be here and, you know, but I don't, man, because we're going to have to give up something to keep this kid. And are we going to give that up on the defensive side of the football? Because that's where all the money is. If you follow the money right now, all the money for this team is going to be on the defensive side of the football. And are we going to be willing to sacrifice? I know by the time he comes up, Daniil Hunter probably won't be re-signed. Of course, they've got to pay the monster on the other side of the deal. They gave Stingley some money. That's what I'm looking at. So how do they really feel about CJ moving forward? I mean, of course, we don't know. I think the next two seasons, this year more so, and next year are going to be make or break years for CJ. And if you want to pay him, because I look at this list that supposedly came out of the opinions of GMs and scouts around the league, and CJ wasn't in the top 10. I don't know if he was in the top 15, but he definitely wasn't in the top 10. So, I mean, and there were some younger quarterbacks that was in that list, that was in that top 10, that was younger than CJ was what I'm saying. So, long term, do you mortgage the building of a franchise to pay a quarterback that you don't think's a top five guy? Or do you take a veteran if you're right on that cusp? You know, do you go out and get you a veteran guy that can carry this team to the next level? I mean, I just don't know.
I don't know any quarterback, Kev, that could have carried that with that offensive line last year and all the injuries that they had. I don't know any quarterback. I mean,
I'm not totally blaming him, John. I mean, you're absolutely right. That offensive line was horrible last year. It was atrocious. And I appreciate the fact that as a grown-ass man, DeMeco stepped up and got rid of some guys that no longer need to be in that locker room. Because when you start letting guys take control of your locker room, I don't care if it's collegially or professionally, man, some guys can leave a stain that you don't need around your ball club. So I think this is going to be a make-or-break year for CJ. We talk about how bad the offensive line was and, you know, CJ's inner clock going up. But to me, CJ last year looked more like the CJ at Ohio State than he did the first year. The first year, I think he kind of played over his head because that wasn't the same kid that played at Ohio State.
Yeah.
So,
that's not inaccurate. That did look last year looked like a lot of what we saw in the regular season of his last year at Ohio State. The first year looked like CJ against Georgia in the playoffs, where he was like, ooh, wee, this CJ is playing. He looks fearless. Last year he had some of the same hesitation and trepidation. Now, you know, the stats will look good. I'm just telling you from watching, if you watched a lot of Ohio State, you would say, yeah, CJ Stroud's good, but he's nowhere near Bryce Young. Like, Bryce Young is way more consistent than CJ Stroud. And they got in the NFL and was like, this isn't even close. This CJ Stroud. Well, CJ Stroud killed it in that Georgia game, and he looked as confident as any time I'd ever seen him play. Last year, he did not have that same look. And I think a lot of it is tied to the offensive line. So if that's going to be the case, then you damn sure better get the offensive line fixed. Because if CJ's confidence is, and his timing and his internal clock has to all be perfect because his offensive line is really good, which it wasn't really good the year before. Like, we keep acting like CJ went from having this really good offensive line the year before to a bad offensive line last year. John, CJ, do you remember how many injuries the Texans had the year before?
Yep.
They're playing with a mismatched line for about 65% of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been a lot of problems. CJ overcame it his rookie year, and he did overcome it last year, really. 54 sacks, and you make the playoffs, and you win 10 games, and you win the division, and you win a playoff game. I mean, he wasn't great, but I don't know what your point is. There is zero chance that they don't – I don't know. Well, I don't say zero chance. CJ's got to play well. But CJ's the future.
So this is the thing he's talking about. Lance talks about it all the time. Why do teams feel like they're forced to give the guy the money? Because they have to.
They're forced to.
Because if CJ it, see, this is why first impressions matter so much, because we're still banking on what he was in year one as opposed to
was
in year two.
One last
if we
year,
flipped this,
right.
If we flipped it and he was average in year one and then maybe he had a bit of an increase in year two, we'd still be having questions. But now it's like, well, we saw what it is when he's at his best, so we just think that's always going to be the case. But you talk about it all the time, but team in Dallas, they gave Dak $60 million.
Now they...
And if CJ and John, I will just push back on one thing. You said nobody else could do it. I think top five quarters, like a Josh Allen probably, we can go down with Lamar, whatever. Those are the guys who's overcome issues to make their team still pretty good.
Not to win a title.
Well,
they wouldn't have won a title. I didn't say win a title.
Play at a high level. Those guys
overcome.
No, no,
no. I didn't say they wouldn't play at a high level. You're not winning anything with this team.
Sure, but...
Especially with the injuries that they had a wide receiver and that offensive line play, I don't care what quarterback.
Well, play at a high.
Yeah, but they play better than.
Well, play at a high level is why
they would have still lost to that Chiefs defense.
Well, that's fine. They would have played better.
CJ lost to the Chiefs defense.
It's not
whoever,
what we're saying,
what?
John.
Put Josh
saying.
Allen in there.
That's not,
he would have lost.
That's not what
John,
saying.
You're making an argument. We're not CJ. CJ's got
to
play better.
When we're talking about,
he does have to
no
play
matter
better.
What the issues are around him, Josh. But, Josh had nobody's at wide receiver. Last year and made it work. Josh Allen. Joe Burrow's had no offensive line and has made it work offensively. Like, if you're going to be paid like one of the greats, that's the whole point. If you're going to be paid like a great quarterback, you'd right. like to be able to overcome elements around you and play
but,
at a high
but
level.
But Josh Allen didn't overcome it either. He lost to the Chiefs.
He did.
He won the MVP.
He's the MVP, John.
Oh, that's okay. That's great. That's fine.
No, I mean, but
win.
You can't blame.
His team didn't win.
Well, that's great, but it's not because of his play. That's the point. We're talking about
he quarterbacks did all, but
play.
That's the point. That's the point.
No.
You can't do it unless you got enough around you.
No,
I mean,
but,
he was great, and he still
no
couldn't
one,
do it.
But no one's
know,
saying
but
Josh Allen
at
was
really
a
really high level.
Yeah,
CJ
no one's
did.
Saying Josh Allen was an issue last year. We can all admit that CJ was an issue along with everything else, and that's what we're talking about. If we're going to pay you like the top of the top, you can't. You got to overcome.
He is going to get paid, but this is the problem.
He is going to get paid.
It doesn't matter because
there's nothing you can do. He's going to get paid.
And it's the problem with the NFL salary structure right now. And frankly, it's just supply and demand. The supply side is low. The demand is high.
Yep.
All the pressure is on you because you look and you say, well, would we like to be the Colts? Because what happens? We're too good a team. You know, if we let a guy like CJ, and we're saying CJ walk, it could have been Dak Prescott, whoever. If you let him walk and you're winning 8 to 9 games a year, even 7 games a year, you're not really in striking distance of good quarterbacks most of the time.
Listen, and I would disagree with you. I would much rather have CJ playing his rookie year last year than his rookie year. I would like to look at Josh Allen.
It looks
Josh
like
Allen, they were like, Josh Allen, he was okay. He's okay, but we're not sure. And then, oh, my
really
God,
good, yeah.
Look at how good he is. I would rather have seen him progress to what he did his rookie year than to falter last year.
Oh, that wasn't my point. My point is first impressions matter to how people view you. Sometimes,
well, no. I thought that was a good point that you made.
Sometimes people don't allow what happened the first time they see you they allow what happens the first time they see you to overcome what comes next. And because CJ was great in year one, that is how people view him, not what he was last year. People just a lot of people just push that aside.
All right, but it's different now. Josh Allen. Well, Josh Allen became an MVP. Sam Darnold. What do you think of Sam Darnold now?
People still think of Sam Darnold as the
no,
guy.
No, what do you think of Sam Darnold?
I think he's a fine middling quarterback. I think of him a fine middling quarterback.
I think he's a low-end starter.
Yeah.
I think he's a low-end starter.
And that has a lot to do, because I still am thinking back to, that's a one-year wonder guy.
Not
what he did before.
Yeah, because you know why? What have you done for me lately? His last two games brought me back
down. That helped
me back down. What do you think of Baker now?
I think Baker's, what have you done for me lately? He's become a good quarterback.
He's a good quarterback.
But I think
that's his point. John, you're playing right into what Dell's talking about. What have you done for me lately? But we're not doing that with CJ. We're saying we're going back to his first year and banking on. And part of it's because of how we.
Well, no. We're being very critical of CJ. That's not true. We're being very. And you know what? We've all been very critical of CJ.
Are.
He was. No. He. No.
Not everyone.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Last year at this time, CJ was a top 5 or 6 quarterback.
Right.
Now he's not even a top 15.
No, right. But there are a lot of Texans fans who think that it has nothing to do with CJ. It was all on
no,
Bobby
but
Sloan.
The impression of CJ right now, I don't care about his right now. The impression of CJ is he's a middle
and
of the road quarterback.
He's still going to get $70 million.
Well,
no
we'll
matter
see.
What, yeah, he is.
He's going to
look
get
what
paid.
Trevor Lawrence got.
Well, listen,
Trevor Lawrence was steaming hot dookie.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I mean, relative
yeah.
to relative to what you're getting but, paid. Relative listen, to what you're getting paid.
That's regardless of which year it was, he's going to get his money because he had that year.
Wow.
He's going to get his money. All right, we got a
true.
We got a break.
Just
we're
the way it's
way
built.
We're way behind. Way behind. HRP is what we're talking about now. We're talking about a way for you to have your business be better. You're the CEO, the CFO, one of those. You make decisions for your business. And sometimes there's tough decisions. Like, do we cut our payroll division? We got how many? I don't know how many employees we got in our payroll division. Well, you don't need all those employees in your payroll division. Maybe it's costing you too much to do your payroll. Maybe it's not perfectly being perfectly done. Maybe it's not technologically. It's not nearly as good as it. And if you've got your own payroll division in your company, then chances are it's not because you're not in the payroll game. You don't know payroll as well as HR&P does. You just don't. You don't know the HR game. You don't know the tax game. You don't know the Affordable Care Act. You don't know all of these things. Plus, you're not an expert in the 401ks and insurance plans, the benefits packages. They are. They're experts in all of that. And you're not. So why don't you use their expertise to make your business better? You may be able to save a lot of money to the bottom line if you do it better. Tough decisions? Sometimes. All you need to do is go to HRP.net. Let them come and absolutely free. Let them tell you how you can make your business better. They'll give you a free evaluation. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
Machiavellian is Illuminati all through your body. The blow's like a 12-gauge shot.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's get Gary in here. He's been waiting. He wants to talk on the radio. Quickest wait times in the business. Quickest ever.
Hey, guys. Thank you. The last caller went about 3 or 4 minutes on and on and on. But I want to set the table. Lance, you know, my uncle worked in the league for over 10 years. So I know I'm just strictly speaking completion. CJ's got to play better. Completion. You say he missed a lot of out routes. CJ, this is rookie year, his second year, his third year. And I know once I present this to you guys, you're going to bag out of it and just instead of saying, you know what? Hey, I misinterpreted the optics. After all that, all the out routes and everything he missed, the bad offensive line, and all this and this and this, he was 0.4% completion only, less than the MVP. Completion only. I know we're going to take this and twist it because I know what we do are going to say something or make it something else. But Josh Allen was, this ain't about race with him, he was 63.6 completion because we're talking about the out routes. And CJ Stroud was 63.2 completion.
Which of those
you
routes?
Let that last caller.
No. Don't just
okay.
say
well,
no.
You,
I want
we're,
you,
we're not hanging up on you.
Okay.
Gary,
we're
not, Gary
let's
have
hanging up on
forth.
You.
Like
okay.
you
okay.
say that, but I mean,
okay.
you know that there's complete. I mean, okay. I can go look it up real quick, but it's completion on short,
okay.
intermediate, deep. But the
it.
Other thing is explosive plays. Like, how many explosive plays does a player have? Like, completion percentage to me is a. That's almost a nothing stat. It depends on where you're complete. You want to show
Unless
me good
really
intermediate
low.
And good deep. That's one thing. Short throws, I don't really care about it as much.
I get it, but please, thank you for allowing me to finish.
Yeah.
Short routes, he doesn't call the play. I'm putting it with the completion and offensive line. Maybe hot route, maybe check offs. All those are maybes. All we're going to do is just go by one. No, I know we can dip it dabble. He only complete. He's 63 was on 5 yards or less. Well, let's put the offensive line. See, we can always move the goalposts. And so, how many deep plays? How many outs? All we can do is that he had 532 passes, and Josh Allen had 400 and something pass attempts. He completed 336. Josh Allen completed 307. So maybe hot routes. We can do the maybe game. We can do the move the goalposts. But I am strictly talking about with the weapons he had and the years he's been in the league less than Josh Allen, he was only at the end of the day 0.4% less accurate with a putrid offensive line, with the play calling, with the hot routes, with the injuries. So if we put all those other factors in there, everybody has a valid point. I appreciate you allowing me to say that. But if we just stick to, well, let me go look up and see how many of those completions. He completed 472 5-yard passes. It's not about, it's still, he was 0.4% of the MVP.
No. He was 15th in the league.
It absolutely is about that. It's about what passes your, I mean, anybody could throw, there's a lot of quarterbacks that can throw a bubble screen. Or a swing pass to a running back, that doesn't mean anything. Gary, completion percentage absolutely is important. How far you're getting the ball down the field. How explosive plays. What kind of – are you breaking plays? I mean, there's a lot of more to it than just 0.4 behind Josh Allen.
He was 14 points in quarterback.
Josh Allen had a much better year than CJ did. I mean, come on. You're the one that's actually saying – well, this is the only important thing. No, it's not the only important
thing. It's actually something that people don't even care. It's like batting average in baseball. No one really cares about it unless you put a context where you're hitting with men in scoring position. That's important. If you are, for me, the most important for me is intermediate throws. What's your completion percentage in intermediate? Because that's what you have to throw the most in the NFL. But completion percentage, you have to at least have some context. But CJ was 15th in the league. You're talking about Josh Allen. Josh Allen is a player who throws the ball more vertically. He throws, like, you're going to have a higher incompletion level. To me, the most important things are how you play in the red zone, right? How you throw the ball, how you complete. Intermediate pass is important, but your third down percentage, how you pass on third down and red zone, because this extends drives and it puts points on the board. A completion percent. I heard this argument with Shedeur Sanders, completion percentage. Do you know, I went and looked up the data, and he was the worst quarterback of all the quarterbacks drafted in the first five rounds. He was the worst at throwing intermediate and deep. His percentage was really high on throws of 10 yards. So everyone talked about his completion percentage, and I was pretty shocked to find that it was really, really high on the short throws, and it was bad on intermediate and deep. And that's with Travis Hunter.
It was something that Cam Wirt called him out for in their workout, one of those clips that went viral. He was talking about, your completion percentage, throw all these two-yard passes.
I didn't realize that that's, like, what a high percentage was on the dink and dunks and throws behind the line of scrimmage.
All those screens that
they throw. Once you extended it to intermediate throws and deep throws, his number was really low.
And I will say this, Gary, about Josh Allen and CJ. They played two different games, and what Josh Allen brings to the table, even if you want to do the completion percentage thing, he's a force multiplier in the run game. You can run Josh Allen on third and one and third and two and pick up first downs that way to extend drives. That's not something you want CJ to do. So CJ's superpower is to win from the pocket and be accurate. Josh Allen can miss on throws because of all the other things he provides, even if we just go by your percentage. So while I get some of what you're saying, the quarterback's playing a way where Josh Allen doesn't have to be a 68% completion guy because of all the other stuff he does. CJ does to be successful. So I would want CJ to be above Josh Allen because he doesn't win in other ways. They're two different guys. They play a different style.
That's a good point. That's a really good point.
Yeah, one's a dual threat. One's a pocket. Like, and that's not. It's just you're trying to pick one stat with one player. You do not want to play the comparison game between C.J. Stroud and Josh Allen. Like, that's not one you want to get into. You're trying to find one statistic that you hope, but it still is a statistic where C.J. was 15th in the league. That's the stat you want to use. A completion percentage where he's 15th in the league? Look, we love CJ. I can't speak for Dell, but me and John love CJ. We want him to play at a high level. I believe he will play at a high level. But he's got to play, like, he doesn't need to be babied and coddled. CJ said he wasn't good enough. You don't have to protect.
No,
I swear, you
that.
Don't have to put a cape on for CJ. It's okay. Yep. He's a big boy, and he's going to play better football, and he knows he needs to play better football. He doesn't need people defending him. Like, no one's attacking him. personally, he just needs to play better. Yep. Don't take my word for it. Don't take John's. Take CJ's word.
CJ said it. All right, we got a break. Time to talk to Chastain Ford. Chastain Ford is where you get your Ford on right now. I love Chastain Ford. I've talked about this I don't know how many times. But when you're generation after generation after generation after generation are doing something in the same place, it's because they do it right. The Chastains do it right. That Joe did it right before Patrick. Before that, Joe's dad did it right. Before that, his dad did it right. You're looking for the best way to get that Ford SUV or pickup truck. I don't know that there's a better place in the city. I really don't. Because the transparency, because no markups, no add-ons. You can buy it. You can do it all online. Other places, you can't do it all online. They want you in there. We got to upsell. Nope, not Chastain Ford. They don't have to do that. They don't do it. They're not going to do it. They're not going to add on. They're not going to mark up. What they say the price is the price. They're going to customize it exactly how you want it, not how they want it. Not as much as all the bells and whistles where they make more. Get that cost of that car up. Get that. No, that's not the way they do it. Other dealerships do. So make sure that you're going with a dealership that you can trust, ones that's going to take care of you, going to think of you first, make sure that you're getting the best car buying experience so that you go back there. That's why they do more repeat business, okay? That's why they do more business. Businesses love Chastain Ford because they get the bottom line is the bottom line. Great service, great car, great price. ChastainFord.com. At 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown. Chastain Ford.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Okay, before we go any further, I do want to say, I want to mention these stats. I pulled up my PFF Ultimate, and I want to say this to Gary. And it's not bad, Gary. Actually, I like to put things in context. And then whatever the truth is the truth. From a statistical standpoint, John, when I take throws from 11 yards plus, so that's intermediate and deep. From a completion percentage standpoint only, hold on, let me take that out. On any down, C.J. Stroud completes 53.3% of his passes. And that's heavy. That's the Gary Kubiak, Kyle Shanahan, Mike Shanahan. You're going to have a lot more intermediate deep throws. That's what you play with that play action, levels passing attack. But he had 229 attempts. Josh Allen had 213. CJ's completion percentage only was 53.3. Josh Allen's 42.3. CJ was actually 11 points higher. Josh was much higher on the 10 yards and under, which is where that's the one that stands out to me. That's why I mentioned it. The short outs were like unusually bad. Where we start to add context, you say, huh, because Josh Allen's never been a high completion percentage. Like that was the knock on him is his completion percentage was awful at Wyoming. Where we get to a difference, though, is when you look at those throws beyond 10 yards. As I mentioned, completion percentage for C.J. Stroud, 53.3. For Josh Allen, 42.3. Now let's look at touchdowns to interceptions. C.J. Stroud, 12 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Josh Allen, 15 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. There's the big difference. Is one guy is making mistakes, the other guy's making touchdowns. And when you look at third, so now when I look at third down, how you're playing on first and second down, for example, C.J. Stroud completes 64% of his passes, Josh Allen 65. But once again, 12 touchdowns, 7 interceptions for Josh, 16-3 for, for C.J., 16-3 for Josh. On third downs, C.J. Stroud completes 59% of his passes, Josh Allen 53.4, which checks out with who they are. One guy is an accurate passer in college and pro. One guy is not, although Josh has become more accurate. But it's 8 touchdowns to 6 interceptions for C.J., 11-2 for Josh. 31 sacks C.J., 7 sacks Josh. We're not getting into the rushing stuff because Josh has a huge, huge advantage. But that's why – so I do want to – I do want to let Gary know that the stats, actually, in my opinion, I'm a little surprised to see CJ that far ahead of Josh Allen. I'm not surprised to see him ahead of him, but that far ahead on passes 11 plus. But he also lost his two starting wide. Josh Allen won an MVP with both of his starting receivers gone to different teams. So that's what made that year that he had impressive. I always thought I didn't think Josh was going to be a good quarterback in the NFL because he was so inaccurate in college. He was so inaccurate at Wyoming. Part of that was because of technique. Part of it was because he had wide receivers that couldn't separate. He still is not the most accurate quarterback. That's not really his measure. His measure is making explosive plays, making big plays, and creating explosive plays through his arm and legs. CJ is a pocket passer. What he has to do well is throw accurately and make good decisions. The accuracy thing, I think, is not going to be a problem. Making good decisions on time, CJ took like 62 sacks. Josh took 14. Some of that was on the offensive line. Some of it was on CJ. I don't even know why we're comparing the two. They're two total. One guy won a MVP and has been in MVP discussions for the last 3 years. The other guy really had a tough second season. But we're all cheering for CJ to get better. But CJ should typically win a completion percentage battle. CJ should be one of the top eight quarterbacks in the league, not 15th in completion percentage. CJ cannot be 15th. But more importantly than completion percentage, way more importantly, is that touchdown to interception ratio. It was good in year one. It was bad in year two.
All right. We were so far behind. Dell, we miss anything? Oh, I know what we missed.
What?
Unless they change their names back to the Redskins, they're not getting a new stadium. President Trump is putting the kibosh on it.
Yeah. I don't think he'll do it. I don't think you'll have government overreach like that. But he did say that. He said he's thinking about it. He was thinking about it. He won't let you have a stadium.
Many people want him to be the Redskins again. Many people.
I'm looking at a stat right now. We probably won't figure it out. I've got Trump at one, Stingley at two, Denzel Ward at three, and Zion McCollum at four. What stat is that? Trump at one, Stingley at two, Ward at three, McCollum at four. What stat?
What stat is it?
Yeah.
Say that again?
I've got President Trump at one. He leads the league in this. President Trump at one, Derek Stingley at two, Denzel Ward at three, and Zion McCollum at four. What stat is he leading those three gentlemen in?
Zion McCollum? The cornerback?
They're all cornerbacks. What is he leading them in?
You said Trump?
Yes. Deflections.
I couldn't come up with that. I'm like, how the hell?
Oh, Reed Shepard's not in there? I heard.
Well, this is he's not there. No.
Okay. I was like, where is he going
with this? I heard
James
Harden has a lot of those,
Pass
too.
Deflections is what Trump's on right now.
Deflections.
if they don't bring Redskins back, like what?
What else did we miss?
I thought we had already done Commanders.
Well, I don't
Dustin
know.
Dustin Poirier, I do want to say, one of the guys with the biggest hearts in UFC history, Dustin Poirier, went out on his shield. He had a fight against Max Holloway for the BMF. That's a bad mother scratcher belt. And he lost. But there was so much respect between those guys leading up to the fight. Like, Dustin Poirier might be the most well-respected fighter that the sport has ever seen from Louisiana. I don't know what part of South Louisiana, but South Louisiana, John, the good part.
Oh, that's the only part.
Yeah. Because North Louisiana is kind of Dallas, really.
The other ones are Yankees.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all. Everybody north of Appaloosis is a Yankee. So that's just so you know.
Well, in New Iberia, you also got to put New Iberia in there, too.
Oh, New Iberia is way south of Appaloosis. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What do we that's it, Dell?
Pretty much. I mean, the Longhorns got another great recruit, so they're recruiting well. But other than that, we pretty much got to it. Oh, yeah, Will Levis is going to miss the entire 25 season with surgery. So he did all the offseason stuff and then decided, you know what, shoulder. I'm out.
That always is
Yeah.
That always makes you wonder how hard he is working the offseason where he didn't get the shoulder looked at sooner.
Or maybe he decided, you know what, let me guarantee a year on the IR before you guys decide to do something with me that I don't want you to do. So let me stick around and push.
Maybe he learned from Deshaun and said, you know what, going, not playing, but having guaranteed money is kind of sweet when you have a good-looking girlfriend.
That's, well, he may have a new good-looking girlfriend, but the one you're referencing is gone.
Oh, she is?
Yes.
The mayonnaise
all right,
girl?
One more thing. Luis Garcia struck out two over two scoreless innings, threw 23 pitches, 17 for strikes.
Oh,
so
really?
He's worked a couple. He worked
a couple.
I got
one for you. Christian Javier threw three innings, allowed a run on two hits, walking two and striking out three, 46 pitches over the weekend. How about that?
You like apples? Yeah.
We're back. We are so back. We are so back.
Boy,
our guys are already pitching, throwing 46 pitches in the minor leagues. Are you kidding me?
Order that they're out of the rotation.
This is the game now. Who gets kicked out of the rotation first?
First.
Probably,
Gordon.
Not Gordon, but, it could be Gordon.
Gordon, Gusto.
I'd say Gusto.
Walter or McCullers.
No, I'd say Gordon first, then Gusto. I think McCullers is one of the last one to get kicked.
Wow. I don't know. All right. We got a break. I got to talk right now about basketball. I don't think we mentioned basketball today. What a terrible show. We didn't even mention. Well, I'm going to mention it now. Pro Dunk. I'm going to mention how great Pro Dunk was to me, putting up the basket for us, moving the basket after we left, because those people, they didn't want it. And our neighbors had little kids. And Pro Dunk came out, took it, I don't know, I'm not sure this is normal, took it out and moved it. I mean, that's how great a company they are. The insulation was second to none. The product was second to none. And this is when it had a crank. Now you just push a button. And it raises and lowers the goal. But everything about this goal is first class, the best goal that you could possibly have. Tempered glass backboard, the unrustable stanchion, the breakaway rim, how you raise and lower it. Nothing, it's perfect. Dad, if you want the kids to be outside playing, get them the Pro Dunk goal. The Pro Dunk goal is the only way to go because the kids love it. They're not going to go outside to a 10-foot goal that they can't even throw, they can't even reach the ball to. ProDunk.com. You want your kids to play. You want them to have the best goal. Your wife wants that. You want that. ProDunk.com. ProDunk.com.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Del, maybe you can find this. I didn't have time to get it. How many students does the University of Minnesota have? See if you can find
that. I'm going to say 21,000.
21,000? Probably more. Maybe 25 to 30,000. There is going to be, or they're looking into, a $200 student fee to pay athletes
each student. 56,000.
56,000.
Yeah.
Times 200.
For what?
To pay student athletes, every student is going to be charged $200 to pay the athletes.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
My gosh. Do you know what players are making right now, the amount?
Are they still going to have to pay that athletics fee that they make kids pay? Like, to go to games and stuff for free? Don't they put that in there?
God, we can't help but F the students in the B.
Whoa.
Non-stop. I swear to God, it's unbelievable how we will... you will just add this onto your student debt that you're going to have. Just add this little here. Let the players go. Just give the players money direct. Why don't you just go there and let the players just reach into your pocket? Put as much money as you can get in there and let players just come in and pull money out. Yeah,
they already pay like that athletics fee. And
I know.
That can
be
over
that fee anyway.
$1,300 depending on the school.
Well, yeah, not all schools make you do.
Yeah.
I don't
are you
know.
Being, are you sure this is
no,
real?
No, it's a real story. Are you kidding me? It's a real story.
NIL, hey, at least, but now you can sign autographs and make money, and you can your YouTube channels, you can monetize it.
I don't think it's that bad. A couple hundred bucks. You want good You want good athletics?
No, there's a lot of people who don't care at all about that.
At the school you go to?
What about the kids who don't care about sports?
Good, then Venmo. Then they get the players' Venmos and send them money.
Then start caring. Start caring more.
Then start caring.
Start caring more. I think you'll care if you pay $200 for it.
No, you won't.
But you want your university to have good athletics.
Well, not really.
Somebody's got to pay for it.
Yeah. I don't want these students eating ramen. I don't want these players continuing to eat ramen and starve to death on the ground, begging for money with squeegees out at the corner.
You remember when I told you about the New Zealand Herpes Foundation?
No, but tell me again.
New Zealand had an ad for people to come to New Zealand. The best place in the world to have herpes.com.
That's a website?
Yeah, the best place in the world to have herpes.com. And it's a big advertisement for New Zealand for tourism.
Mm.
It won the Cannes Award for the Cannes Lions Award, which recognizes excellence in the creative industry. The best place in the world to have herpes.
Well, I mean, that is creative. I got to say, that is creative.
Yeah. It kind of is. I mean, I don't want to go there now because of it.
Yeah.
But I could see where it'd be catchy. I haven't thought about New Zealand other than that ever, if you want to know the truth.
That catches the eye.
It does. So that to me, if you want to be, other things that could, I don't really want to get into what else you can. Yeah, there's other things. Apparently, Texans are shaken. Here's the headline. Texans shaken as thousands of fire ants seen forming rafts on river using their bodies. Fire ants are coming together and forming a raft. And across river, I'm looking at a video of it, and it is scary that fire ants are able to actually carry stuff.
Oh, dude, ants are crazy smart and crazy strong.
Yeah, and
you've seen what an ant can carry.
A giant ball of fire ants that are floating down the river.
And you can actually see this in a video?
Yeah, it's scary.
I'm just Googling floating.
You know what? Fire ants are scary. Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Well, this is fire ants turn into a stinging life raft to survive floods.
Yeah.
This is in 2022. Oh, no. Then there's one in 2024. Oh, this is a whole thing that they do.
Yeah.
Here's one in 2017. Fire ants form floating raft to escape Texas floods, 2017. That's Harvey.
How about they're smarter than a lot of people?
They're smarter than most people.
Yeah.
Most people are stupid.
People are stupid. Okay, we can agree on that at least. People are stupid right now. Yep. All right.
Top 10 stupidest callers, John. Go.
Stupidest caller?
Top 10 stupidest callers. Go, John.
Do it, John.
Top 10 stupidest callers. I'll put that together.
We'll have it for Friday. We'll have a segment about the dumbest callers on
okay.
Friday.
Okay, anybody else wants to chime in, you're welcome to. I'm sure everybody has.
Tom,
right?
They'll just go hating on our guy Tom.
No, he's not the stupidest caller.
No.
We've had some dumb calls.
And people go, hey, Gary had a, you know what? I gave Gary his flowers in a way. I disagree with everything he said.
But you gave him his flowers.
But I just pointed out the stats.
You acknowledge that there may be something there.
I acknowledge the facts of the stats, not my feelings. The stats are that he has a much better completion percentage on intermediate and deep routes, C.J. Stroud and Josh Allen. Now,
so
we'll leave out
so
the
should
touchdown
CJ have
and interception
won?
Columns. That's not very favorable.
Should C.J. have won the MVP award then?
When we come, you know what? Dell's up next, and he's going to get into that.
If you want to continue that discussion about C.J., robbed of the MVP in 2024, you can call into my show.
Why were we talking about Lamar and Josh when it should have been Lamar, Josh, and CJ?
Exactly. Should have been a three-team race.
Now,
man
CJ
race.
Was 15th in completion percentage.
But
maybe not the flex you thought it was.
But think about all the good plays he would have had and all those touchdowns he would have thrown if the good plays were called.
Right, right. He would have been
the interception plays.
It's so much. I'm sorry. CJ should have won the. I mean, you know what? We should make the argument.
You've
tomorrow.
Been convinced.
I'm there. You got me. I'm convinced CJ should have won the MVP last year. Ripped off. All right. Don't you get ripped off. And listen, do something for your friends. Get him a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. I'm telling you, Coors, I just love it. We played golf this weekend, and, man, the Coors Lights were flying, brother. We were at the pool, and the Coors Lights were flying, brother. Dinner, Coors Lights flying. I mean, Coors Lights are flying, okay? The people love Coors Lights. A lot of places you go, oh, I'm sorry, we're out of Coors Lights. You know why? Because everybody's drinking them. Buy more. Make sure that you're ready for the people to come to your home or your business. You bars out there that run out of Coors Light, you should be ashamed of yourself. You know, you got to stock up more because the people are loving them some Coors Lights. It's just a fact, Jack. You're looking for the best way for people to have a good time at your house or wherever you are. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. I love me some Coors Lights. I want you to love them too. Try it. If you haven't tried it, you will love you some Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. Keep Texas chill with the best beer in the world, Coors Light.
ESPN 97.5. Bye, bitch.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.